From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, we are counting down the days. And actually, if you go to balloonfiesta.com, you don't have to get far to find the countdown. We're 3 days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, and 12 seconds away from the launch of the Balloon Fiesta. And in studio with me, you know, if you're going to find someone to promote the Balloon Fiesta, I found the guy. Tom Garrity is here from the Garrity Group. And Tom, here we go again.
I know. It's a great time of year.
It is. It is. You know, it's kind of part of that roll into the holidays. You know, it starts with the state fair and then the balloons, and then the fall Vestaween, whatever churches are doing. And then, I don't know, I guess Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we're giving out candy.
You know, I just feel like my job, my work here now is done. You know, we've introduced the fall season, and it was great today to be outside in just the cooler weather, the green chili roasting, and balloons in the air.
So. Yeah, well, and you know, this is that time where you start to watch, you know, you probably have some international people coming into town a little bit early, getting a feel for what's going on, and maybe not taking off from the field, but, you know, you expect these mornings, beautiful as they are right now, and the forecast looks great for the next few days.
Yeah, indeed it does.
Yeah, yes. A lot of sunshine, and, you know, the big thing I say as a broadcaster, Tom, is you're driving. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. You want to watch the balloons?
10 and 2.
Yeah. Pull over to a safe space and watch the balloons. And the best place to watch them is down at Balloon Fiesta Park. That's what we're going to be talking a little bit about. The full schedule found on the website at balloonfiesta.com. And before you got here, I went to look at the schedule. And it's, you know, I want to say I went to the first international. I didn't go to Coronado, but I did go to the first international the next year.
Okay.
And actually have home video of that. But it's changed. It's added a lot.
Yeah, that would have been the state fairgrounds because it moved from Coronado Center over to the state fairgrounds. Right. It was there a couple of years.
And it was February.
That's right. You are a man of the calendar. Not a lot of people know that. Everybody always thought, oh, it's always been in October. Nope, it actually started in February.
Yeah. But, you know, what I was saying about looking at the schedule, I just got to Saturday, and, you know, I started going through the schedule, and it just Saturday goes, and there's all kinds of things happening that people may not even be thinking. I haven't seen the drones. I've never been out there for the drones.
Oh, well, we're going to have to change that.
Yeah, well.
Because we have the drone show is really a lot of fun.
Well, and it's twice on Saturday. They do it prior to, you know, to the balloons going up and then in the evening as well. So folks can go to the website and find that schedule, though, balloonfiesta.com. And is there anything new this year that kind of stands out that we want to make sure people are aware of?
Oh, wow. You know, the nice thing about new stuff is that it never gets old.
Yeah.
And so when you look at all the stuff that's happening at Balloon Fiesta this year, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, they're going to have the balloons. Yes, we do. We have 100 special shapes, 12 of which are new to Fiesta.
Okay.
And so of the 550 plus hot air balloons that are going to be launching from Balloon Fiesta Park, hopefully catching the Albuquerque box and just floating over the field for a while, we also have the Gordon Bennett Cup, which is a prestigious gas balloon competition that Albuquerque is hosting for administrative reasons. I don't need to get into all the reasons why, but we know that it's here. The last time it was here was in 2008.
Wow.
And the reason that we're thrilled to host the gas balloons is because from Albuquerque, you can go a long way.
Yeah.
And so some of the projections right now have the gas balloon teams leaving Albuquerque and heading up towards Minnesota and into Canada.
That's not unusual, I want to say.
It's not.
And is the map still on the website that you can follow them?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to the gas balloons and then click, you'll see a whole bunch of different links for the Gordon Bennett. Click on any of them and it'll take you directly to the link where you can track the balloons as they cross America.
There was one year, I don't know, it was 2008. Doesn't seem like that long ago, but they went up and there was like no wind. And I want to say either hours later or maybe the next morning. Bloomfist Park, everyone knows where that is. I'm in the Heights, like east of the pyramid, and they were just kind of sitting over the park next to my house and they weren't going anywhere. It was kind of surreal.
Yeah.
But and then other years, you know, they catch that wind and man, yeah, you're right. They go an awful long way.
Yeah, if for some reason it happens again this year, it's okay to yell up at the balloon and engage in conversation. They'll be able to hear you perfectly. You probably won't be able to hear their response.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have you been up in a balloon?
Oh, I have. Hot air, yes. I've never had the opportunity to fly in gas.
Yeah.
But yes, hot air balloons a number of times.
Well, let's talk about getting to the park. Let's talk about some practical things that are available to those that are listening. You're the guy with the inside scoop.
So the best, easiest, most effective way to get to Balloon Fiesta Park is park and ride. We have four different locations. We have staggered starts. It's very different today than it was back in 2018. People go online and you're able to buy a ticket for the flight that's available. So we call the departures flights. And so when you go onto the website, you'll say, when do you want to travel to Balloon Fiesta? And let's say you have a party of four, you put in four people, that provides you the available times. You choose one of the times and then you show up at the scheduled time. Get on your bus and you're delivered directly to Balloon Fiesta Park.
Oh, that's like going to Disney and getting the ticket where you schedule your ride.
Fast Pass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fast Pass is paramount, I think. But yeah, exactly. That's what it's just like. And so we have Hoffmantown Church. We have Coronado Mall on the east side. Mm-hmm. On the west side, we have Cottonwood. And on the weekends only, Intel. So we have a lot of different options, a lot of different locations, so people don't need to drive across town. There's probably a location near you.
All right, so tell me about this when you get to the park. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming this is for people who are parking maybe near the park, but not quite. Tell me about the bike valet.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds fancy.
You know, I have two amazing daughters, and they love the bike valet. They just ride their bikes right up the North Diversion Channel, and it ends right at Balloon Fiesta Park. So they basically take their bikes north on the Diversion Channel. You turn right, and you'll see the bike valet. They give their bike to someone. They get a claim check for their bike, and they go in, pay their admission, and enjoy the event.
Look at that. Okay, so a nice, cool morning, get out for a bike ride.
Yeah.
I thought it was, now I'm tracking. All right. Now listen, we're up against a break, but when we come back, there is something that I think is happening at the Balloon Fiesta this year that I'm not sure has ever happened before. And we're going to come back and talk about that, find out if I'm right about that right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, we're in the midst of a conversation with Tom Garrity of the Garrity Group talking about this year's Balloon Fiesta. It gets underway this Saturday and runs through the following Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The tease I did going into the break, Tom, I want to revisit something that's never been done during the Balloon Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is it a total solar eclipse we're getting or a near?
Oh, I thought I was going to have to guess.
Yeah. Has it happened? Has a solar eclipse happened at Balloon Fiesta?
No, is the short answer. Okay. But it's going to happen this year on October 14th. It starts at 9:13, and you'll have totality at the park at about 10:34 or so. It'll last for about 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and then it will start the other side of the eclipse. So,
okay. And you guys have prepared for, I love how you guys have prepared for this. And it speaks to me that the Balloon Fiesta cares about the people that are attending and wants them to enjoy it to the utmost.
You know, the Balloon Fiesta has the opportunity to, you know, they have a full-time staff who brings together the 9 days that we're going to experience here shortly. It also has a volunteer board of 24 members, and they're all just focused on the guest experience. And so for the solar eclipse, one of the things that was just paramount as this started to surface is we have to be able to provide free glasses for all of our guests who come to Balloon Fiesta Park on that day. And so Balloon Fiesta's great sponsorship team went out and they had a chance to ink a deal with NASA. And NASA is not only going to be at the park, but they're going to be providing 80,000 glasses for people to have for anybody who comes out to Balloon Fiesta on that day.
So they're going to have a booth set up?
Yeah, NASA is. Yeah, NASA is going to be at the north end of Balloon Fiesta Park over by the Balloon Discovery Center. And there's going to be a lot of great activity out there at that north end. It's where the chainsaw carving is.
Yep.
It's a little bit separated. Chainsaw carving is a little bit separated because it gets kind of loud out there, you know?
Yep.
But it's a great time out on that north end. Of course, we have a number of new concessionaires this year along Main Street, which includes a wonderful family out of Santa Fe that is making Navajo tacos.
Love those local vendors.
Yes.
Support local. And you mentioned the chainsaw carvings. Mm-hmm. Now, typically, they'll do that, and then they auction them off, I think, for charities, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have done that in the past. I know that on balloonfiesta.com, you can actually see when they're having those auctions and demonstrations. It's really something to see.
The whole schedule. Listen, Tom and I off the air, we were talking about, you know, what all, there's so much to talk about, and we won't cover it at the time we have, but you really do need to go to balloonfiesta.com. One of the things you should do, now a lot of people may not click on the media page. Mm-hmm. They may think, well, I'm not part of media.
This is really inside baseball.
Go down to the bottom of the page and you'll see media blog, and there's a hyperlink on the there, and you can go and read these various stories. This is kind of is this a new thing?
We've actually had it for we've had it for several years now. But, you know, we didn't know if anybody was really, you know, reading it.
Yeah.
Right? You put stuff up, you go, I wonder if they're going to read it or not. And so we're populating it and people are reading it.
Well, and you can hopefully now you'll be hearing, you know, me and the other announcers at KLYT going through this and letting you know more about the experience for the next. I didn't do the math. Is it 10 days?
9 days.
9 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right in between there. But okay, so people talking about getting up early and getting out. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's clearly vendors. A lot of people bring their own chairs and their own things. What is okay when you go out to the Balloon Fiesta Park to bring with you?
You can you can bring a wagon to bring all your stuff.
Okay.
Just make sure that stuff doesn't include any weapons, any glass, nothing flammable. But we have a full list on the website, but you can bring your lawn chairs out. You can bring breakfast for the family. Just if you have breakfast burritos at home, just make sure you have enough to share, because everybody's always going, oh, those look good and stuff. But, so you can bring in a lot of things. Just know it's going to go through a metal detector.
Yeah.
And you know, those have been in place now for many years.
And, you know, I'll tell the audience the same thing we told them, going out to Balloon Fiesta Park, for Freedom Celebration this year. If you have a big clear plastic bag, you know, a clear bag to put your things in, like a clear beach bag, that's going to expedite getting through the check-in as you come into the park. And your chairs, if you got them in bags, you're probably going to have to take them out of that bag. And you know what? That speaks again to the safety. It's a place where the whole family can go, Tom, and know that it's a safe place and enjoy their time at an international event that really needs to not be missed.
Yeah, you know, we have, it's a great partnership that's led by our own on-site public safety force of 100-plus public safety officers. Plus, we have partnerships with the Albuquerque Police Department, with Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department, a total of 24 different first responder public safety entities have a coordinated effort out on Balloon Fiesta Park. So, you know, we'd like to think that all of Albuquerque is safe. It is. You know, but on Balloon Fiesta Park, more so.
You know, one of the questions I think I get asked every year is, hey, do you know what day Special Shapes is?
Oh, that's one of my favorite days.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Yeah, so we actually have shapes throughout the event. Uh-huh. On Thursday and Friday of Fiesta are events that are just dedicated to featuring special shape balloons. So that will be Thursday morning and Thursday evening. The Thursday morning, we'll have 100 shapes all along Main Street. A lot of them will remain inflated and stay. Some of them will leave the field because, you know, I know that I have a team that has a number of full-time moms, and they know that sometimes things just don't run like a train on schedule. And so sometimes families get there a little bit late. We want to make sure that the balloons are still there, that they haven't left, while they're en route to Fiesta Park.
Well, I will testify, the best ascension I ever saw was on a morning they were doing special shapes. Mm. And it was a morning where the rest of the balloons found other places in the city to go up. And instead of having waves so much, I mean, mm-hmm. there's still the waves of the special shapes. But, I mean, there was more balloons in the sky that day than I had ever seen, because the special shapes were at the field and the rest of the balloons were all over the city going up. It was just amazing. So just a heads up. I don't know if that's still kind of a thing. The other balloons find other places to go up.
Oh, yeah. In fact, on those particular days, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, very good observation. Those balloons that are launching from off of Balloon Fiesta Park are competition balloons.
Okay.
And they're actually trying to find the air that will get them back to Balloon Fiesta Park.
Oh.
So that's one of the reasons Thursday and Fridays are some of my favorite days, is yeah. because we have a number of special shapes. We have the competition that's underway, and we have a mini mass ascension as well. So, you know, just a lot of activity on both those days. And of course, that evening for Thursday and Friday evening, mm-hmm. We have glows, balloon glows. And Thursday night is exclusively, it's just 107 special shape hot air balloons.
Okay, and I mentioned the drones earlier. Mm-hmm. How many nights and mornings are they expected?
Yeah, you figure there are going to be both the morning and afternoon sessions for the first weekend.
Okay.
And then definitely also for the second weekend for the sessions, but also for Friday night. That's as far as I'm going to go. I know that they have some more scheduled,
yeah.
but I don't have that aspect all memorized yet.
All right. Yeah, well, just get out there every day. And,
yeah,
well,
there you go. I like your nice thoughts.
You won't miss a thing. All right, well, again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Tom Garrity of the Garrity Group in preparation for this weekend's launch of the Balloon Fiesta. And Tom, earlier in our discussion, you mentioned, 9 new special shapes coming?
We actually have 12 different new special shapes.
Okay.
That are going to be flying this year. And just for some perspective, my team actually provides all the media relations for the Balloon Fiesta, which is why, you know, we're kind of connected here today, yeah. talking about all this. But yeah, we have 12 different special, 12 new special shaped balloons. And for those of you who are on social media, you will notice that on Sundays is when we start to unveil all of the newer special shapes.
Okay. Any tease or?
Oh, you know, there's so many. I mean, we don't have an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it is really, I mean, especially for the kids, it's one of the, well, and you know what? Some of those kids are like gray hair, like us.
Absolutely. You know, and we have a lot of kids of all ages who love the RC balloons, and the RC balloons are quarter scale hot air balloons, fully functional, fully operational. They have, you know, they're quarter scale of a regular size balloon envelope. And they are going to have a number of different shows. They're going to have 4 different shows out there this year. We have all the dates online. But these are balloons that, you know, they're tethered, but they have a little tiny basket. They have little tiny burners, little tiny propane tanks.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just inflate them and they go up. And we're going to try and set, hopefully, a new world record for Guinness calls them model balloons, but we call them RC balloons, still the same things. The record is 55, and we're going to have more than 70.
Oh yeah,
that are participating.
What's Albuquerque?
Well, I know, but we never like to hedge our bets. So that's going to happen. And so we're looking forward to that. But more importantly, regardless of the record or not, because sometimes the wind, they're a little bit more susceptible to wind with the RCs.
Yeah.
But it's a great time just to go out, and I think that's going to be the selfie craze this year. Will be the RC balloons in the background.
How fun. Well, Tom, so much appreciate you coming in. And I think the best thing to encourage a listener to do, if they were listening and we didn't cover maybe a part that they were looking to get covered, it's on the website. It is extensive, and you can spend a lot of time there, and you should. Go to balloonfiesta.com, and you'll find information about this year's event, the ticketing and reservations, just ballooning in general, whether it's the hot air, the gas balloons. There's information about the pilots, crew registration, merchandise, and more, and it's all on the website, balloonfiesta.com. Tom, I'm impressed at how... awake and bubbly and excited you are, because you have got to be swamped when we get to this time of year. And we appreciate you taking the time to inform our listeners about what to expect and the best for the next 9 days.
Steve, it's a pleasure just to sit down and rest and talk about balloons with you.
All right. Well, we'll have to do this again. I appreciate it, Tom. Stay with us. A Uganda update with John Chitwood on the way. And we'll also let you know about this Thursday's Bring Your Bible to School. That's on the way, a visit with Focus on the Family, coming up on ABQ Connect.